Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up on this Thursday edition, we've got some NBA stuff to get into. The play-in tournament continues, but forget about all that. We got a degenerate gambler who has been banned for life from the league. We'll talk about all of the pitfalls that could come from Jonte Porter's suspension and banishment from the league and around the world of sports. We've got another story in the NFL about Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. What went wrong? Albert Breer's going to stop by. He's got more intel on the situation. We've also got Jerry Jones having a major impact in a sport he has nothing to do with until now. And we've got another edition of In Case You Missed It. We've also got You In or You Out and telemarketing horror stories. It's all yours. Coming up next here, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe on a Thursday, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Jonas driving his truck to work. Yeah. And then drive his great truck to work. Boom, 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 boom. Or is it silver? Boom, 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 don't matter. Boom, 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 boom.
I think at one time it was silver, and I think now it's gray.
Now it's gray?
Yeah, it's kind of like that's sort of the wear and tear.
My also, skies are gray.
Also, I feel like there might be a little bit of an issue because a light went on that I've never seen go on before.
Uh-oh.
So,
gotta it might be telling you it's
point.
The end, man.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. That would really depress me.
I mean, would you really be depressed if it gave up?
Nah, I can't. Yeah, I don't even want to think about that.
It's time, Jonas.
Nah, I don't want to
it's
think
time.
About that.
It's
what do you
time.
Mean, it's time? It's been 18 years. Still young.
you got, you, hey, bro, you got separation anxiety, man. Like, you, golly. When you dial in for life,
that's
huh?
It. Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
I can dig it.
I'm good to go. But we are good to go here. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there at unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So we had the last installment of the play-in games, or at least the first portion of them, and now we wait for the games that are actually going to play a couple of teams in that haven't already been played in. If that's confusing, don't worry, you're probably not alone.
Yeah, so, can you help me out here? So, I was looking at the schedule, I go, wait a second, the Pelicans lost, but they're still playing this week?
Well, yeah. You know, you get that when you're the 7-8 matchup and
yeah,
you
they
lose,
get another game.
You get another opportunity.
That's what makes it the play-in tournament.
That's the
okay. So the 82 games we had in the regular season weren't enough to figure this out. We've got to play. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So the reward for finishing at the bottom of the conference is a second chance.
It's like the second bottom of the conference.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? If you're the first, if you came in first and you really stank and you shouldn't deserve to be there, they give you one game. But if you kind of stank, but not all the way stank like the last two teams, then they give you the chance to win. And if you win, then you play the winner of the stinkiest team, and then whoever wins that game gets into the playoffs. I mean, that's how I interpreted it.
You know what I think it's kind of weird, too? Are you really that desperate to add more quote-unquote playoff games? Like, I already feel like there's too many. And you've got to add more to try and entice people with this winner gets in, loser goes home setup and scenario. Well, if you want that, why don't you just do that for the first round of the playoffs anyways? And we've talked about it before, like just limit the number of games in the first round if you want to speed everything up.
Do a best of three series.
I would love that. But
wow, that'd be shocking. What a revelation.
Instead, we got to confuse everybody with this. Which is probably why Jonte Porter decided to gamble. He was really bored with the whole
and,
problem.
And just didn't want to be a part of it anymore.
Wow.
He said, you know what? The way this play-in looked, I just don't even want to do this anymore.
It's just one of my favorite stories that has come along in the world of sports in a long time. Jonte Porter. Well, if you didn't like playing in the NBA, that's something you don't have to worry about. So that's a good news because he has received a lifetime ban from Adam Silver and the National Basketball Association for gambling on games, for you know, revealing injury information and kind of sending that out to a known sports bettor and somebody who's placing these wagers. You've got $100,000 attempted bets on games that he, you know, subbed himself out on. Like, the whole thing, just an absolute fiasco. And apparently the numbers would say, based on what he was making as an NBA player and what his return was on just games that he bet on, which is not, you know, not counting the, you know, 10% or 5% or whatever he was getting his cut for giving out this information on bets he was involved in, just his gambling alone, what, like a net $21,000 return?
Yes, that's correct. That's what I've heard.
On a $400,000+ salary.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like financially the most sound move, but at least now he can gamble as much as he wants and not have any repercussions to that.
That's one way of putting it. I mean, I think the other thing is you have to look at the opportunity cost. Like, he chose to gamble and put his career at risk, which he's made over $2 million in his basketball career, and instead to make, what, almost $22,000 betting?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it, man.
Does there come a point in time where there has to be an acknowledgement that gambling is no different than an addiction to drugs or alcohol or anything like that? Like, the way these guys continue to fall short, it's like a sickness.
Yeah.
And it can't be taken lightly every single time. Some of these guys are costing themselves an opportunity to take care of themselves. And not saying there shouldn't be self, you know, culpability and accountability connected to it. But at some point, all of these sports leagues are now embracing gambling. Gambling is a part of them making more and more money with their revenue. And it's become a part of the culture of what's taking place. That's like putting dope or crack in front of a dope head and a crack head and saying, we're going to make money off of this dope and this crack, but don't y'all use it. You can't use it. You're not allowed to use it. I just feel like at some point there has to be maybe an idea or a look of how to engage this and not engage it from such a definitive. Now, some may deserve it, and this might be deserving in this moment, but I'm just saying in general, it might be something that they, like, these pro teams really might need to take a hard look at. Like, if a guy has a problem, a guy has a problem. Obviously, right. If you're willing to risk your whole entire career, I don't know.
Right.
Seems sad.
It's definitely sad, and I understand what you're saying, and they probably are viewing it like that. I don't think you can, you know, this is one guy.
And yeah, I don't think, it is.
You know, it's it's not as rampant. If it was as rampant, I think you get more concerned about, you know, well, now we're going to do something for the entire league. And I think there's been times where we've seen, like, look, I was listening to someone talk the other day about, you know, the Boston College team that was caught up in all of this. And there was ties to the mob. And the hard thing they were saying about it was, you know, even when the people wanted to stop, they couldn't. Because they were always going to be threatened by the fact that, well, we're just going to out you. So if you want to stop, that's fine, but we're going to leak out there that you're doing this. And so the players are kind of caught in a position where they had to keep going at that point. They had made their bet. They had to lay in it. And so that's the hard thing about, you don't know who's behind it, who's backing it. In this particular case, you're just talking about, you know, one particular person, but you don't know how much more widespread it is. My mind wanders when you see stories like this to Jontay Porter is the easy one to ban for life. What was if it was LeBron? Like, what was if it was a big name,
sweet,
like, huge person within the league, one of the faces of the league?
Just a full-blown degenerate gambler.
Or Steph Curry or whoever. Like, I think about that. Like, what are you going to say?
Right.
If you catch them, are
or
you
John
really
Morant,
gonna,
yeah, are, more likely.
Oh, it's easy. but you guys get what I'm saying. Like, it's easy to take out a guy and make him an example of him, where you could have a bigger name player who could be caught up in something like this. I mean, again, not to drag Otani into this, but
that's a great example, though.
That's one of the conspiracy theories of why everyone's like, oh, okay. Like, really, you had no knowledge of this? Now, we come to find out after all the facts are there, that, yeah, it was, this guy had access to his accounts and he was fraudulent. He was doing this illegally. So, yeah, he's wiped clean of it.
Hey, but what if in the end it really was Ohtani being a part of it?
Great.
I mean, not that, I mean, just to say for what it's worth, you're right. What if he got over on it because of how big he is?
About time he became more relatable. You know, the guy's a superstar. He's got to relate to the rest of us. So he's a degenerate gambler. Good for him. I'd buy a jersey.
But I think you get my point, whether it's Major League Baseball or NBA, like, you get a problem on your hands. You have one of the faces of your league who's caught up in this. And if they're caught up in this, there's got to be a lot of other people caught up in it.
I mean, if you were going to have an impact gambling-wise on a game that you were involved in, prop bets are the way to go to where, yeah, you know, so what is it? The number of rebounds I have in a game, it's over 2.5. All of a sudden you get really aggressive and you only play in a couple of minutes. You intentionally miss a shot. You can have a direct impact on that. But most places don't offer a significant amount of money that you can win on a prop bet.
Like, yeah, they're capped. Yeah.
So, like, if you, it's like when people go, well, you know, the security guy could see the color of the Gatorade, you know, pregame. So, of course, he's going to bet on the Super Bowl. Well, yeah, but he can probably only bet like $500 or whatever it is. So, it's not like it's going to impact them. They're going to make all that money elsewhere. I just wonder, how deep does this go? Are players that are getting more playing time, to Brady's point, you know, maybe all of a sudden they come up with a hamstring issue. Like, yeah, you know, all of a sudden I got a hammy issue. All of a sudden something else comes on. Like, this guy had an eye issue. He went from going to play in a game to he's got cataracts all of a sudden and can no longer be involved in it. And then you find out all the betting irregularities. Like, DraftKings sends out this daily report because this is where this stuff was done.
Awesome. I get those daily reports.
Okay,
this is great.
Go back and look at the date mentioned in these two dates. One of them, I think, is January 26th. The other is March. I forget. Okay. There's another date. Go back and look at that. You can see right at the top, Jonte Porter as the number one prop bet placed through DraftKings that day.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome just to see that somebody's got this much of a problem. And, you know, now he's not going to have to play anymore. And also, on the subject of, if you guys have ever known anybody who's had addiction issues, like, at a certain point, you can only do so much. Like, they've got to be able to
police
and
you can't save them.
Yeah.
You can't save them. Some people you just can't save.
There's a legendary story about Norm MacDonald, the comedian, like one of the great comedians of all time. Apparently, he was a full-blown degenerate gambler and lost everything twice on gambling. Like, bet his entire, everything he had to him, everything to his name, to his family's name, and lost it twice. I mean, at a certain point, like, hey, like, what are you going to do? Shut down casinos everywhere because of one
Bruno Mars.
Is it true?
What's that?
Yeah, I heard it's not
really?
True. Really? Yeah.
Bruno Mars, a gambler?
I've seen it, but I heard it wasn't true. I'm not sure if it's true. Is it true?
See, I'm not saying it's true or not. From folks I know out there, they're like, yeah, he likes to gamble.
Bruno Mars. I'm Google searching Bruno Mars.
He had like
degenerate gambler.
Chalked up a really, really big bill at a certain hotel off of his gambling. So
I'm looking it up right now. Bruno Mars, degenerate flunky gambler.
Dang.
And I'm seeing what comes up here.
You know, Jonas just, like, misery loves company. So Jonas is trying to bring everyone down with him.
That's right.
I mean, that's
so
the
that
reality.
They could be
yes.
with Live Bet Jesus because he's a degenerate gambler.
I was going to more point to this whole situation where, you know, if you're a star of a league, there's a thought that you wouldn't risk it, right? Like, if you're Jonte Porter,
if you're in the league, you would think that you wouldn't risk it.
You would think so, but I think the thought for someone who's in the league that's maybe on the fringe is that you would do it because you would be getting compensated in addition, or even more so. For Jonte Porter, you know, we only know what he made betting, which is about $22,000 off it, right?
Yeah.
You don't know if he was getting a little more than that somewhere else, right, for what he was providing.
A little kickback.
Because it doesn't it doesn't seem like it makes sense.
It doesn't make any sense if that's the case. So he had to have been getting much more off the court, and that's where if you can impact and influence games and you can manipulate lines to have, you know, a guaranteed outcome for a better, that's worth a lot. So my point is someone in his position, he might be saying, well, I'm not making that much playing. If I can do this and no one finds out about it, then I can make a much better living. hopefully for my entire career, given kind of my role, right? And compare that to a star. You're making 30, 40, 50 million. Now, one, you're really impacting a game. So you really have the influence to do things to manipulate the outcome. You're already, you know, people would say, well, it's not worth the risk because you're already making 30, 40, 50 million. Yeah, but to LeVar's point, you might have a problem. You know, maybe you just like gambling. Maybe you like betting. And so that's where I think, you know, my mind wanders is, you know, Jontay Porter can't be the only one. And, you know, he's probably not the highest profile guy. But if you're a league and you find this out, there's no way you can let that go public. Integrity of your game is everything. All these sponsorships from every gambling sports book is all based around the idea that everything's on the up and up. It's all fair. I mean, I would like to think that every bet you place out there is fair. Everything's on, you know, is as it should be, from the officials to the players to the coaching, all of it. Now, it doesn't explain why Jonas loses so much. But
come on. Yeah, but how about a little appreciation for the fact that I keep getting up off the stool and going back for more, right? Oh, you think you can finish me in this fight? No chance. I'll be back for more, and I'll be back this weekend.
With $15.
From, what is it, Fight Club?
Yeah.
You just keep getting your butt kicked.
Tyler Durden.
Tyler Durden.
Just keep getting up. Yeah. Go make some soap at night, and then
I'll show you. I'm going to put down
his name was
$5.
His name was Tyler Durden. We're going to start saying that about Jonas. Yeah. His name was Jonas Knox.
But hey, you know what? With all the money that gambling brings into these leagues, it's not going anywhere. It's not like they're just going to turn off the faucet and say, that's it. You know, we can't control the leak anymore. It's here, and they're just going to have to figure out a way to put all this.
We figured out how to use it to our advantage. You need to use it to yours.
Hell yeah.
This is an example for every sports league, by the way. Like, the NBA is not only acting on their own behalf, but for the NFL, for Major League Baseball, for hockey. I mean, even at Major League Baseball, how they handled Ohtani. I'm still surprised that he wasn't put on an exempt list. Only because it's like, well, if he was gambling, right? Like, let's just say before the investigation was done on Ohtani, and they find that the interpreter was indeed doing all this behind his back. But let's just say before they know that, definitively know that, he's still playing games. He could still be, like, to some degree, if he was involved in something, manipulating games, and Major League Baseball let it go on. Now, again, he was vindicated. He did nothing wrong from what they found, and that's fine. But that's the one concern I have, too, is even how Major League Baseball handled it, I think there's cause for criticism.
Maybe more of a process just in case. I mean, I don't know.
I know this is not going to be the right thing to say, but I do feel like there's a clear difference between a guy gambling on his own team and a guy betting the under on himself in games. Like Jontay Porter, I know they're all the same. You can't gamble on stuff, but Jontay Porter betting the under on himself in games and tipping people off about that when he can directly impact that and call himself out of games feels a lot worse than somebody else.
Did I see one too where he bet for them, the Raptors, to lose and they won?
I
think I saw that at one point.
There was also something where somebody found there was an under on number of three pointers made in a game, and one of the shots he took banked in, and he looked pissed that he made it. Guy's a full blown junkie. Welcome to the club, though. You know, it's good to have you here. And pull up a stool. There's a slot machine right over there for you.
You make light of this, but like, his life is ruined to a degree.
Do you mean? He can go to Vegas right now, gamble all he wants. Ruined? Please. Yeah. Vegas is 24/7. He's got opportunities there. Go to some of those poker tournaments Coop goes to. He'll be fine.
Is Coop still here?
He's going to be fine.
Of course he is.
What does Coop think about this?
Coop, your thoughts on gambling in the NBA, as you are a guy who plays in the World Series of Poker and actually wins money every single year.
Well, that's not true. No, ban him. I don't want to see him again.
Okay, what if you found out he was betting on games but not the under on himself? Still ban him for life?
Well, look, because it's the NBA and there's already so many, like, I feel like they're the sport that gets the most this sport is rigged
also
conversation.
The Michael Jordan playing baseball for 2 years, there's still people that believe he would, you know, he was getting popped for gambling.
Because he was. Yeah.
Oh, okay, well.
Because he was. I mean, Michael Jordan was a gambler, boy. I mean, so he's a gambler.
Yeah. So is Barkley.
So is Barkley. So is Oakley.
Yeah.
So is a lot of them. Well, it's just interesting, man. I don't. I'm with you on
I
this.
Know
the
where
higher
Jonas
the name. Yeah. Go ahead.
No. Go finish.
I was just going to say the higher up the name is, you're going to figure out ways to. I mean, you can't just ban Michael Jordan for life over gambling.
Yeah, because there is a lot of.
Do you feel like he? I mean, even connected to. I mean, God bless. Even connected to his dad. Listen, is that why he took that year off?
Well, that's the speculation.
Yeah, there you go.
Because it is
I put it out there.
It is kind of. If you're on its surface, you just say, "So wait a second. The greatest player of all time in his prime walked away for 2 years to go play baseball. What?"
Paid for it.
Yeah, like it just doesn't like there's
paid
just,
for the team bus, all that stuff.
Just on the surface, it's a little strange.
I feel like the facts around his father's death were what was kind of more mysterious. I was like, wait a second, like you're not gonna be able to catch this guy. You got nothing on this, and this is how it all went down.
Yeah,
that was what led me to be a little suspicious.
That was horrible too, man.
Yeah. That sucks. But it is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. So we're going to have the usuals coming up later on. We've got another edition of In Case You Missed It. Albert Breer is going to stop by. The draft is now a week away in the NFL. And we'll close up shop with you and you out. It's all yours until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. But somebody got the treatment that nobody usually wants to get in the NFL when this person is reporting on it. But it also turned into a little bit of a bad look for somebody else involved in the National Football League. We'll get into the details on that for you right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters?
Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Your pressure. Under pressure, looking down on me, under pressure.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up in a little over 15 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios, a costly move for a future Hall of Famer in the NFL. We'll explain what that is coming up here again a little over 15 minutes from now. So yesterday, this came out shortly after we went off the air yesterday, but Bill Belichick got Wickershammed. Seth Wickersham, along with Don Van Natta and Jeremy Fowler, reported on Bill Belichick, his interview process with the Atlanta Falcons, the opinion from people in and around the NFL on why he didn't get the job and what the prospects of getting a job could look like moving forward. And a lot of it felt like sort of similar to what we've heard about it, that look, there was concerns in Atlanta that if he could work with other people there, did he want full control? Did he want, you know, just the number of things that we've heard throughout the past several weeks and past several months as far as why Belichick was passed up for the gig in Atlanta. The part that I thought was interesting is how apparently Robert Kraft might have had a little bit more to do with this than some people may have realized. And he pushed back on some of that, saying, oh, you know, he gave nothing but glowing responses to Arthur Blank about Belichick. But there's some people who feel different. One of those people is Belichick. Belichick feels that Robert Kraft had a lot to do with him not getting the job and maybe not getting opportunities elsewhere. So much so that Belichick feels like that if it doesn't work out, or if it works out for him elsewhere and Tom leaves and has success and Bill Belichick has success elsewhere, well, then who's the guy you blame for why things went awry in New England? And maybe that's why Robert Kraft was hesitant to go ahead and give his stamp of approval on Belichick going anywhere else. That, along with the fact that, you know, there's some speculation maybe Belichick would be interested in the Cowboys gig because Jerry Jones and Kraft have a rivalry and he could stick it to Robert Kraft there. The more you find out about this, the more it feels like not a great offseason, not a great look for Robert Kraft, who's been involved in a lot of this stuff.
I think this only presents the opportunity, too, for Bill Belichick to look like the better guy when it's all said and done. You know, he's going to be more visible. If you think about Bill Belichick and his legacy, he's going to be the one that can go on TV, talk ball all day, can go to the University of Washington where his son's at, to go to any other team of coaches that are like, hey, we want to bring Bill in, let's let him consult, let him just come by and talk to us, tell us what he sees for a day or two, right? Whether it's paid or not, you know, maybe he's got some friends he wants to go see. But the second he gets on TV, the second he gets around these teams and people talk to him, they're going to be like, I mean, think about Matt Rhule. When he went to Nebraska, he's like, dude, he's got a wealth of knowledge. Like, you hear all that, and you go, oh, okay, like, there's a reason why they went to 9 Super Bowls. There's a reason why they won 6 Super Bowls. Yeah, Tom Brady was a piece of it. So were many of the great players, the Hall of Fame players they had on that team. And at the end, you know who people are not going to think about? Robert Kraft. Because Robert Kraft isn't going to be out there doing this. He doesn't have the football knowledge that Bill Belichick does. And if this truly indeed happened, where he behind the scenes was actively going out of his way to tell people that you can't trust him and badmouth him, that only says more about Robert Kraft. And by the way, if Arthur Blank, if this is true, believed Robert Kraft, that he got duped. Because Robert Kraft's intention, once Bill Belichick left New England, or once they had a falling out and he couldn't trust, quote unquote, trust him anymore, Robert Kraft was probably concerned about Bill Belichick doing what Tom Brady did to Bill Belichick. Because what was the conversation when Tom Brady left New England? Well, it was Brady or it was a Belichick. He goes to Tampa, first year, wins a Super Bowl. There's people out there who's like, oh, it was Tom Brady the whole time. Robert Kraft may think that. But the reality is, you can't take away what Bill Belichick was able to accomplish. Yes, having Tom Brady helps, and all the other great players that help. But Bill Belichick, those staffs, that was all part of it. You're all part of it. And the problem is, when Bill Belichick and has this falling out with Robert Kraft, Robert Kraft's intention is, well, I don't want that to happen to me. I mean, imagine Bill Belichick now being the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons and Bill Belichick getting Kirk Cousins and having the roster that they have. If there's any easier path to get to a Super Bowl between the two conferences, it's the NFC South. Go back to last season. Who was the overwhelming favorite to win their division before the season started?
Saints.
And now there's more competition, right? Because with this Atlanta team, yes, you have talent and you have Kirk Cousins now, but Saints is still a good team. You think the Panthers are going to be better. But the point is, the NFC in general, the conference in general, is an easier path. Outside of Philly, San Francisco, maybe we'd say the LA Rams. I don't know. Dallas? Is it Dallas? I mean, outside of it, you don't have the quarterbacks in the NFC you have to go through in the playoffs, and you don't have the teams either, outside of maybe two or three, that we definitively know right now will be in contention for, right? And sorry to Detroit Lions fans.
Oh.
You know, I should have mentioned them too, right? But the truth is, we'll see what they do this year too, if they can follow it up. But that's the crazy thing to me is, Arthur Blank got tricked by Robert Kraft because he was probably so concerned about watching Bill Belichick go elsewhere and have success and win a Super Bowl. Because then that makes him look bad in the end when it's all said and done.
I don't buy that. I don't think that Robert Kraft would invest that much into Bill Belichick not having success beyond what he did.
He literally created a documentary that he produced and edited to badmouth him.
Well, I get
that's
that.
That's not an opinion. That's just factual.
I just don't get that he wouldn't. I mean, he goes somewhere else. I think this is more of an indictment on if a organization didn't want to hire him based off of the recommendation of the franchise that he left. I don't think that anyone will ever forget Robert Kraft. That is a Boston, a New England Patriots fan. That would be like saying you're going to forget about Art Rooney in Pittsburgh. People, one of the things that is synonymous with the Steelers.
Well, no one's going to forget him. I'm not saying that.
I'm not debating you. I let you make your point. Can I make my point? I let you go. I mean, I didn't jump in on you like you're jumping in.
But you're
on
also
me.
Saying inaccurate things. Well, like I didn't say that he was going to be forgotten. I'm just saying, okay, when you think about like who you give credit to and all of it, it's the entirety of it all. But in the end, you think about the quarterback and the head coach. Okay. That's who you think about.
Okay. That's fact. That's not your opinion. That's a factual deal. So go ahead. You got it, Jonas. Go ahead.
Well, I just think, you know, it's a silky conversation all the way through, to be honest with you. Like, I was, you know,
that wasn't silky at all. But I'll tell you, sometimes great things come with silk. And the flavors, the nutrition, the recipes. One thing that doesn't get enough attention about silk is, well, it has shelf storage, you know, stable options, which stay fresh without refrigeration or until opened. All right. So go ahead, stock up, learn more about silk products at silk.com.
Boom. Two pros and a cup
don't,
of Joe
don't
here
forget
on Fox
that,
Sports Radio.
Don't forget that, that address. It's silk.com.
Yep. That's right. So we are going to have another edition of In Case You Missed It coming up here shortly. For all the latest, though, from around the world of sports, listen, this guy could be the owner, the coach, the quarterback. He gets all the credit. He's Edmund Garcia.
All right, thank you, Jonas. So we start in the NBA. We had a pair of play-in games in the East. The 7-8 matchup saw the 76ers hold off the Heat for a 105-104 win. Philadelphia was down 12 at the half. They were able to come back, thanks in part to star Joel Embiid's 23 points and 15 rebounds. For Miami, their star Jimmy Butler had 19 points, suffered a knee injury in the first half. He continued to play, but was affected by the injury the rest of the game, and his status going forward is unknown. Philadelphia, with the win, earns the 7th seed in the East. They'll face the number 2 seed, the New York Knicks, in the first round of the playoffs. The 9-10 matchup had the Bulls rolling over the Hawks, 131-116. Chicago's Kobe White had a career-high 42 points in the win. Atlanta is eliminated. Chicago will now face Miami. Winner gets the 8th seed in the East and will face the number 1 seed, the Boston Celtics, in the first round. News from the NBA, Pelican star Zion Williamson will miss the team's play-in game on Friday against Sacramento due to a hamstring injury. If New Orleans wins and advances, he will miss the start of the next series against Oklahoma City as well. They're saying he'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Now back to LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox in the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studio.
Eddie, just out of curiosity, when did bullpen games become a thing? Last 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, not that long ago we started doing this.
Like, literally, if a pitcher goes 5 innings now, it's like, hey, man, hell of a job. And back then, it was like Doug Drabeck. You send him out there, he'll give you 13. Not messing around.
No, you get a complete game now. It's like huge. It's unbelievable.
Like, I wonder how many complete games were there last year in the entire season.
When did they start using? Is it only in blowouts where baseball teams will throw in like outfielders, infielders to finish out the game? They wouldn't even use the bullpen.
No. Yeah, you get out there. We don't care about your ERA.
I obviously, like, Nick Swisher is a great dude. It works at Fox. But there was like a clip that came up where like he finished out the end of an inning, and I was like, I can only imagine them asking like, "Hey, we got kind of thin in the bullpen today. You want to go in and throw a few batters?"
That'd be fun. Actually,
there's a big old chunky guy on the Pirates now, Rowdy Tellez, which is
first baseman.
Yeah, he threw a scoreless inning in one of those games last season, and they were asking him if he ever want to pitch again. He's like, "Hell no, I don't want to ruin my perfect
ERA.
Inning." Yeah, he's like, "No, I don't ever want to do that again."
Yeah. Perfect ERA. He's good. I love Rowdy Tellez. Great name, too. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next here, though, from the TireRack.com studios, we've got a very costly move by a future Hall of Famer in the NFL, and it's messy. It's yours next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. And you know O'Reilly Auto Parts? You know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters?
Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. We do have an update. We kind of threw out a scenario, the potential of something happening, and apparently that is not the case. We have got it from the source, possibly themselves. We will get into the details on that for you coming up here a little over 10 minutes from now. Before we get to another edition of In Case You Missed It, though, we do want to let you know that shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of it, be sure to check out the pod. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed It.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee DeLapp.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jonas. Good morning, Brady. Good morning, LeVar, guys. In case you missed this.
DeLapp.
That's right. That's right, guys, in case you missed it.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, Brady Morton. Morning, Brady Morton, LeVar. Guys, in case you missed this.
take four.
In the newest New Heights podcast, we all know the New Heights podcast with the Kelce brothers, Jason Kelce was talking about they had held what is called the Great Lombardi Games at their alma mater of Cincinnati, where teams of students faced off in a series of bizarre challenges, one of those digging through inflatable pools of Skyline chili. Now, he also talked about what unfortunately happened during that game, which was they were all searching for his Super Bowl ring. Well, take a listen to what happens next.
I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event. They could not find it. We have still yet to find it. All of this stuff has been thrown away, so I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area. I didn't think that would happen. We've already put the insurance claim in, which I think the insurance company might have some things to say about whether they're going to cover that.
Wouldn't he have noticed, like, a big ring just gone off his hand after swimming through some, by the way, awful chili?
He voluntarily tied it to a sock.
They were trying to find it.
So, like a double dare.
Yes.
Jeez. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Smart move. Yeah, the insurance company's going to be like, oh, yeah, that's on you, buddy.
All right, so question for you guys. If they replace the ring, like, it looks just like the one that you got for winning it, is it still the same to you, or in your head are you thinking that wasn't the one I was presented? Like, this is not the real thing.
I think so. LeVar, you got a big, fat Hall of Fame ring. If you lost it in a...
It's not the original. It's a replacement. I mean, you can acknowledge it as... I mean, it's still your Hall of... I mean, the accomplishment is the accomplishment.
Right.
But it's not the original. It's not the original.
God, if I lost my thumb ring, I'd jump off a freeway overpass.
Would you think it'd be worse if you lost it, LeVar, in that way? Like a big bath of chili?
I wouldn't do that with my ring.
Do you have a second one just in case you lost the first one?
No, I don't. In fact, I thought I lost it the other day. Some way, somehow. One of my kids, they put it back in the jewelry box. I left it on in a place I usually put my jewelry when I'm sitting down. And yeah, I stayed calm, but on the inside, I felt a certain type of way.
What did you feel?
I mean, I felt emotions for certain. I felt emotions I didn't want to feel.
Oh, man.
It's not like I've gotten that many wins in my life, you know what I mean? So I'm going to take the wins I can get and want to hold on to them, not let them go, you know? So there is that.
You guys ever lost your wedding ring?
I don't know where my wedding
ring is. I've lost two down a sink.
It's somewhere, but, you know.
What kind of sinks do you have?
I just, it was like one of those, like on Amazon, they had this deal, like a pack of six, like silicone rings for like $7 or $7.89 or something like that. And so they're not made all that great, but you got like different colors. So like, you know, if I'm rolling with magenta, I've got a magenta ring, you know, I can just kind of mix and match a little bit. What? You know, I'm all about different colors and variation.
You're not. You only wear black when I see you.
Yeah, whatever. So, but the point is a lot of darker colors included, and I lost two of them down this sink because I was washing my hands and the soap just, you know, a little wear and tear, and away they went. My wife was like, oh God, what are you going to do? I was like, what do you mean? Go to Amazon and buy another pack. Yeah, so they're $7. Right. Easy.
Huh.
What else we got?
Well, guys, in case you missed this, Caitlin Clark is finalizing an 8-figure endorsement deal with the Swoosh. She's going to get her own signature shoe with Nike.
An 8-figure deal. There you go. For all the folks who thought she wasn't going to make as much in the pros. I never really understood that because all her like NIL money was not just donor-based or alumni. There was, I mean, a ton of different, you know, partners she had in the corporate world. So good for her. I hope. By the way, I hope there's a lot more that's spread around, though.
Are you guys going to buy your daughters some Caitlin Clarks?
If they look good.
I mean, I just...
If they want them.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't know. If my daughter walks by and likes the shoe, sure.
Okay. What else we got?
Okay.
Guys, in case you missed this, a 39-year-old Augusta National employee is being charged with stealing millions of dollars worth of Masters merch and legally moving it across state lines. We've talked about it before. Masters sells about $70 million worth of merch each year at the location because you can't buy it online. So he did it to sell it on the secondary market.
You can only buy it there.
Yeah.
And by the way, I saw someone who had marked up a shirt to like $700.
No.
You could buy in the shop or something for like $150, $175.
I mean, it is a classic logo, though. Just the...
The one logo, like, you literally can't even replicate. The one that just came out with, like, their Augusta National Club on it.
Damn. Love the Masters.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.